Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on WPHM. When the Wrigley Center opens soon, they're getting very close to having that completed. You're going to see something very, very special in there, and you may or may not have heard about the D.B. Harrington, the locomotive that's going to be on display there, owned by the Port Huron Museum. Andrew Kircher here from the museum. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And one of the guys that's been really instrumental in preserving and moving this thing around for the last several years, T.J. Gaffney.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it very much. How far back does this story go? I mean, kind of bring us back to the beginning, TJ, of how you got involved in this.
Well, let's see. My first involvement with it, there was a group back when Stephen Williams was the director that was put together to talk with the Henry Ford Museum about acquiring the locomotive. They had put it on its deaccession list and had, at the time, it was sort of under restoration at a gentleman called, by the name of Tom Deal, who lives in Navarre, Ohio, and specializes in steam traction engines, like you would see at Goodall's Farm Museum, mm-hmm. for instance. And I was all of 16 when we did that, and it came back up here in 91, and there was a lot of talk and some names that, you know, all of us readily know, guys like Sandy Duffy and Orville Swick and a lot of guys that were particularly interested in that, and my father as well, come to think of it. But it basically was placed in what was supposed to be a temporary situation in a greenhouse behind the museum, and that temporary situation lasted about 30 years. So as they say, the rest is history until about 2013, as Randy Myers reminded me not too long ago. And Randy had a intern write a grant to do some restoration work on it with the idea of putting it on display, and that's kind of where the process then took off again. Right. So it's been almost a decade now.
Yeah. So where did the Wrigley Center enter into this?
Yeah. So we have been looking at the museum. Obviously, it's been in this greenhouse. This is where a lot of us who work at the museum now kind of came into this story in right. the middle of it. And so, like, I wasn't born when the museum like acquired this. So
yeah,
it goes back a ways. Yeah. But when we were looking for a place to, A, restore this, TJ's obviously been our point man on all things train and locomotive history, so it's been great to have that, but then we're like, we need a final location, and there have been a lot thrown around. Obviously, you know, at one point, we were in talks with the Harrington Hotel, yep. You know, to maybe be displayed there as the work was undergoing, and, you know, God willing, we'll, you know, continue again in the future. But obviously, those plans were disrupted. Yeah. So looking around the county, where was a place where we could display this? We don't really have room inside any of the buildings that the museum, you know, leases from the city. So we needed to kind of look to a new community partner, and we were thinking, where could that happen? And, you know, the Wrigley Center has been such an amazing project. Talking with Larry a couple of years ago, I think even within the Wrigley Center, it's moved about six times. That plan is very fluid about, well, it's going to go over here. No, it's going to go on this wall. Oh, no, it'll be on the roof, or it'll be in the basement. Yeah, like, all over the place. So we're really excited. We knew it was going to be there. I think we finally... The closer they get to completion, the less options were available where to stick it. So we're very excited to get it over there, and it'll be a place that not only any visitors to the Wrigley Center can see, but those who are even just passing by on the street will be able to look through windows, and they'll see this really cool piece of our local rail heritage, which a lot of people in the Blue Water area, we always think about the water.
Good point.
Rail history is, in many ways, just as, if not more important to the history of Port Huron.
Where does the D.B. Harrington fit into that history?
It's an interesting portion of it. Obviously, it's named for the man who named Port Huron Port Huron. And interestingly enough, D.B. passed away literally while it was under construction, as I recall. And so it was done, and it was named for him. basically in honor of not only him being, you know, a father of one of the major investors, but he also was known at the time, if you read Jenks and some of the other histories, for being very good to up-and-coming businessmen. And so a lot of those early investors in what was known as the Port Huron and Northwestern Railway named their first locomotive after him as a way to kind of honor that fact that he had been a mentor to them. So, the Port Huron Northwestern was built as a narrow gauge railway, primarily as a cost saving thing, but also right after the Civil War through about 1880, there was sort of a narrow gauge fever, if you will, that was sweeping throughout the country. Probably best known if you go out to Colorado, of course, the Durango and Silverton, some of the tourist railways out there. But Michigan had a very healthy era of it as well. And in the case of the Port Huron Northwestern, it remained narrow gauge basically right up until the late 1880s. So, and in one particular case, the line that went out to Elmont, it was actually narrow gauge right up till 1903. So, but it's, if you're kind of looking at what successor lines of it are today, it's mostly the lines that CSX Transportation now has in our area. And if you go up into Sanilac County, we're here in an Eastern Railway one. So, yeah.
So many of these old trains end up in the scrapyard. It's great to have this here in Port Huron, especially yep. given its importance to the area.
Yeah, and I think not only just for Port Huron, but as he's mentioned, this, you know, Port Huron Northwestern, it's really what makes these cities all throughout the thumb mm-hmm. able to kind of exist. You know, yep. it's okay if you're out on the coast, but if you get in, like Brown City, you know, the economy of Brown City in the 19th century is going to fully depend on connections to a rail line.
Absolutely.
Rails are the highways of the 19th century. It's what's going to make or break a town. It's how Port Huron gets Thomas Edison. You know, yeah. the rail bypasses their town down in Ohio, and Sam, the father of the Edison family, says, "We got to get out of town. This town's going to die. It doesn't have a train." Mm. And coming to Port Huron. So that really could make or break like the entire thumb. So it's really kind of a regional important artifact.
Yep. Talked about working with Larry Jones. I love his enthusiasm and the way that he goes about a project where he doesn't say, okay, this is exactly how it's going to go. He'll get halfway through the project and say, you know what? It would be really cool to have this here. Let's move that over there. I mean, everything is fluid, but yep. you've got the spot where the train is going to go. It's going to be very visible. And that's, I think, what the Wrigley Center is going to become known for. I mean, so many other cool things will be there, but people are going to say, oh, yeah, it's that place in Port Huron that's got the train.
It'll be hard to miss, yeah. that's yeah. for sure.
Yeah, and absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things I know we're extra excited about is we will get to use some of the space around there to not only tell the story of the train, a little bit about Port Huron history in general, and then, of course, let people know, like, hey, we've got these other museum sites in town. There's all of this history, and so hopefully that will be you know, big draw. As people are coming into there, they're going to see all of the cool things that are going on in Port Huron.
You're going to move that train from the museum to the Wrigley Center soon, too, right?
Yeah, it's actually currently over at SC4 in the Atchison Tech Center there. And, you know, they have been wonderful partners. And as we all, of course, know, we originally were hoping to have this be a shorter stay there at SC4, but
that's right. It's been there a few years.
Yeah,
now,
actually, April of 2018 is when we moved it out of the greenhouse. The tender actually we sent to another contractor that I've worked with several times, Jason Johnson down in Ohio. But the locomotive was moved over to SC4, and then the tender was returned, if I remember correctly, early in 19. And we have been working with them. Joe McFalda, who's in charge of their welding department there, you know, when we've had the opportunity to work with students, we have. And we were in the home stretch in 2020 when quite literally we had our steel delivered from local delivery there from Campbell and Shaw Steel in Marysville. And that week that COVID hit.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, everything shut down. Of course, SC4 shut down. Community Foundation obviously, you know, pulled back on anything that wasn't directly COVID-related funding. And so it really, you know, pardon the pun, it took the steam out, yeah. As it were. And that it really took us a while to kind of get things back up and running. It, you know, the museum itself was shut down for a period. So it really was, it took us a while to get back up. The good thing out of that is, as Andrew has pointed to, is we got a location that we, is better than anything I think we could have had prior to that. So yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah. Very cool. We'll look forward to seeing it, the D.B. Harrington over at the Wrigley Center. That's going to be a really cool thing to see.
You can't miss it.
Yeah, absolutely.
TJ, Andrew, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
20 past 9 o'clock now.